Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, what is the order of putting on the tefillin shel yad on the yad? What does that mean? So yesterday we saw that fundamental as to the placement of the shel yad is that it be placed on the bicep, but on the lower part of the bicep, not on the upper part of the bicep, the lower part of the bicep, but where the muscle is still elevated. So if we hold our arm out straight, it has to be that the tefillin shel yad is placed on the elevation or even on the slope up to the elevation of the bicep, but not where the muscle is flat right adjacent to the bend in the elbow. So it can't be that. It can't be on the flat area. It has to be on the elevated part of the bicep, but on the lower part on the bicep. So what do you do next? That is vis-a-vis the shel yad being on the top of the arm, but we also wrap a number of times on the bottom part of the arm, and we also wrap at least three times on the finger, on the middle finger. So what's the order there, and where does the shel rosh fit in? So in fact, the classic way to do this is that when we put the shel yad on the bicep, we put it on the top part of the arm, we say the bracha and then tighten it, and thereafterward, that is when we wrap seven times on the lower part of the arm, the forearm. So we wrapped seven times before doing the shel rosh, before the shel rosh. And thereafterward, we put the shel rosh on. And we'll talk about in the future, Bezras Hashem, where exactly the shel rosh is placed. So we say put the shel rosh on, not in its exact place. We say the bracha, then we straighten it. And we say Baruch Shem, and we moved the straps to the front, and thereafterward we deal with the fingers. We wrap along the finger. So, in fact, what we just said is subject to a machlokes. The classic view is, as we just stated, that we wrap the seven wraps on the arm right after tightening, after saying the bracha and tightening the shel yad, and then only thereafterward do we do the shel rosh. But in fact, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is otherwise. So after you tighten on the arm, you say the bracha on the shel yad, you tighten the shel yad. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that's when, before wrapping seven times on the lower part of the arm, that is when you put on the shel rosh. And the rationale of the Shulchan Aruch is that the bracha of l'choniach tefillin that we say before tightening the shel yad, that is effective, and that's a bracha that is on not only the shel yad, but the shel rosh as well. So you want to do the shel rosh as quickly as possible after saying the bracha, and the wrapping of the seven times on the bottom part of the arm, that isn't mi'ikar adin. That is not fundamentally required. You're already doing the mitzvah of tefillin with simply tightening the shel yad on the top of the arm, on the bicep, and accordingly, because that bracha of the said the shlohaniach tefillin, that is going to be effective also for the shel rosh. So don't wrap seven times. That's not mi'ikar din. It's not absolutely critical. Say the and then accordingly put on the shel rosh. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that you only say one bracha, so you put on the shel rosh right then. That is the opinion of the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. So accordingly, the order based on the Shulchan Aruch is that you say l'haniach tefillin, you tighten the shel yad, then you do the shel rosh, put on the shel rosh, and only thereafterward do you wrap the arm the seven times. You're so wrapping around however many times the minhag is, so you wrap around the arm, and then you continue wrapping around the finger. So that would be the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Arizal, that the Arizal did not do it like the Shulchan Aruch. The Arizal did it like the minhag of Ashkenazim, that he would say the bracha on the shel yad and tighten the shel yad and wrap seven times on the arm, and thereafterward he would put on his tefillin shel rosh, and that is the minhag olam, that we wrap seven times on the arm right after putting on the shel yad on the bicep and saying the bracha, and only thereafterward do we go up and put the shel rosh on, and then we complete the wrapping of the tefillin with wrapping around the fingers. And the question then is, how do we wrap around the fingers? And there are multiple minyahagim in this regard. The standard for Ashkenazi practice is to wrap three times on the middle finger, and then there's a machlokas, a different minhagim, I don't know if we'd call it a machlokas, where do you wrap and the order of wrapping. So the middle finger, all of our fingers except the thumb are divided in three. We have the bottom part that is closest to the palm, and then we have the middle part And we have the top part that has the nail at the top part of it. So those three parts. So we're going to wrap, when we wrap the middle finger, we're going to do one wrap in the middle part of the finger and two on the bottom part of the finger, closest to the palm. Then the question is what order? So some do two wraps on the bottom of the finger and then the third wrap in the middle of the finger. In other words, do the first wrap in the middle of the finger and then the last two wraps on the bottom of the finger. So different orders and different ways. There's also different minhagim if you then wrap around the finger that is next to the pinky also. And the concept here, at least in Ashkenazic practice, is we have a shin that is on the hand. So we have a shin, and then if you wrap it around, after going three times in the middle finger, if you wrap once around the finger that's adjacent to it, that finger that next to the pinky, we're also putting a dalid for the Shem Hashem, shin dalid. So we're wrapping, we're having a shin and a dalid on the finger. So they're different minhagim, and the minhagim of Sfaradim is different as well. So many minhagim in this regard, not critical halachic issues, but they are important minhagim issues. Have a wonderful day.